Before we hear from Rabbi Lerner, I want to thank you for putting up with me, and I want to mention that it's my father's yard site, but of course I want to mention that it's Mayor Mishkoff's yard site today. Mayor Mishkoff, who did so much for the shul and was the gabbai of the shul, and today is Mayor Mishkoff's yard site, so I just want to recognize that we all miss him, and Hashem should have an aleiah.
Amen. Hashem should have an aleiah to Eli's father, the Hebrew name.
Harav
Avram Yitzchak
Ben Yaakov Aryeh.
Ben Yaakov Aryeh. And the ticket will be outside. Shem Shavaleya, both for your father and for Mayor as well. So we turn Gud Chodesh to Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marvim Besimcha. When Adar begins, we start joy. Why are we joyful? Why do we celebrate in Adar? That is a
Purim's
question.
Coming.
Purim's coming, and therefore
we should be joyful.
About?
Purim.
Thank you. Okay. We're joyful about Purim because, presumably, something good happened. We're
right.
Celebrating over the past. What I think the Kitzur is going to suggest is something quite different. He only has one more part of Halacha Aleph. Yisrael sheish lo din edvarim em akum yishparim abachodesh edim. If somebody has a court case, litigation pending, with somebody not Jewish, this is the time of year to do it. Now, I don't know how many of us have been involved with litigation. My sense is, if you said, I want to celebrate, you wouldn't say, what should I do? Let's go to court. It's still precarious. It's still risky. It's stressful. You'd say, I want to celebrate. Let's go out to a restaurant. Let's go on vacation. Not let's go to court. They seem to be in a level of dissonance. It's certainly not a progression. We celebrate when it comes to Adar. How do we do that? You should go to court. It seems very strange. And it strikes me that perhaps beneath these two separate rules is a third unstated principle, that Adar is a time of providential favor. It is a time when we do things that are risky or precarious or hazardous or dangerous because providence will lean in our favor. And I understand why going to court is risky and precarious and dangerous and hazardous, so this is the time to do it. But the suggestion is that actually maybe being happy is also risky because we're not just being happy about something that happened, but when we are happy, we are engaged in an act of hope that we understand where our lives are, that this isn't just a trick, that tomorrow things aren't going to fall apart, that everything that we recognize that is good is in fact good. Being happy about where we are right now is a statement and an act of hope. And it's just as risky as going to court and making a claim against somebody else, because when we smile, when we celebrate, we're making a claim that the world is good for us right now. And any other time of year, perhaps that is inviting scrutiny from above, it is inviting jealousy from around us, and it's actually a dangerous, perilous thing to do. So these two rules, it's not that we should celebrate, and how do we celebrate? We go to court, but this is a time to go to court because it's risky, and this is a time when we can smile and breathe relief because providence is in our favor, and we can actually celebrate where we are, not just what happened in the past, but have an act of hope for the future. Chanan Makacher, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezachar Eiji Yisrael, Echin Hivalem Tzor Mitzvot, Shnei Mar Adonai Chofetz, Aman Sidko, Yagdol Torah V'Yagdol.